Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a special guest with us, one of the interns from the Museum Danish America, and it is Sophia Nielsen. Good morning to you, Sophia.
Good morning.
Well, Sophia, first we want to kind of get acquainted with you, so let's start with kind of when you were a child, when you were growing up, kind of where were you, and maybe a little bit about your family.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town in the northern part of Jutland. It's called Strandby, which means beach town, because it is situated just down to the beach, and the beach is of great importance to the town. And 50 years ago, everybody there were fishermen and had big cutters, but today there aren't that many, and the town's getting smaller.
And so was your family involved with fishing back several generations?
Yeah, my grandfather was. He had been working at the harbor all his life.
And do you like to fish, swim? Do you like to do water things?
Yeah, I do like to swim, and I really miss a beach here because I'm used to having it so close. But I hate eating fish.
Oh, that's really interesting when you can have fresh fish and it's not one of your favorites. Well, what about your family? You mentioned your grandparents. What about your parents? You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother. He's been traveling in East Asia. He have just arrived back in Denmark last week. So, while I've been over here, he had been in the other part of the world. So when I've been having breakfast, he has been having dinner.
I'm guessing maybe he might be glad he's back in Denmark, although I'm sure you both are venturesome spirits. It's kind of nice to be back home also.
Yeah. I think he's very glad that he's back home with the Danish food. He had been having lots of noodles and rice.
Well, mentioning food, you know, what is there something you're missing from Denmark when you're here in Elkhorn?
Yeah, I miss my mom's food, especially the frikadeller.
So are you a cook? Has she passed some of that on to you that you've been trying to make while you're here?
Yeah, and it just doesn't taste the same over here.
The ingredients probably are not quite the same. Flour maybe doesn't taste quite like flour and so on.
No, yeah, exactly, yeah.
But that's some of the change that you just take in because you're here in Elkhorn. Now, when you said you were in a small town growing up, how does that compare to Elkhorn?
Yeah, compared to Elkhorn, it's bigger. I think there's around 3,000 citizens in my hometown. Yeah,
but that's still pretty small. So, okay, so that's where you grew up, and let's talk a little bit about where you've been to school and college and so on so far.
Yeah, I moved to Aarhus to study history when I was finished with high school. Yeah, I really love Aarhus. It's a bigger city, much more to do. I have really loved studying history. But now I'm taking my master's in experience economy. And experience economy, it has nothing to do with economy. The focus is on tourism and how to create an engaging experience. So I think it's a good combination with history.
Yes, I'm glad you explained that, because when I read that you were studying experience economy, I'm going, that's not a title that I'm familiar with at all. But when you explain it, it makes perfect sense, the experience. And, you know, we keep trying to tell people that tourism is a big economic growth, so that's kind of where you fit in.
Yeah, exactly. And I really love working here at the museum because I can use both the things I've learned studying history and studying experience economy here.
So let's talk a little more about what it is that you are responsible for. Maybe you have several responsibilities. What have you been doing? What are you going to be doing
here at the museum? I've been working on some school programs, we had a visit from the third graders from Atlantic. A lot of children, but it was so much fun working with them.
What kind of questions did they have? I mean, were there questions that you didn't expect that surprised you, or were they kind of just ordinary questions?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were so cute. They asked me if I was reading a letter from a Danish immigrant to them. So they asked me if I knew the immigrant.
Yeah, a little maybe before your time.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, and they told me they loved my accent.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's part of their experience also. Is kind of listening and meeting somebody that they're not familiar with. So that's a great experience for them.
Yeah, and I took it as a compliment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so you've been doing some youth programs. What else?
Then I've been giving a brown bag lunch presentation about my work in a museum in Denmark. The museum is the Old Town. It's an open-air museum with living history. I work there as an actor. So I was going to pretend to be living in 1864.
So were you a housewife in 1864?
I was a maid most of the time. And I also held daily events with children where they were going to pretend to be living in 1864. So I was both teacher and maid and all different kind of things.
That sounds very interesting, both for you and for the visitors. So then are there different buildings in this, you call it an outdoor museum?
Yeah, it's made up of old buildings from all over Denmark that has been transported to the Old Town in Aarhus.
Okay, very interesting. I'm guessing you've had some really neat experiences with that. So that's another thing. You've been doing the brown bag, and I think you're working on a new exhibit.
Yeah, I'm helping Tove, the curator here at the museum, putting up an exhibit about Rockwood pottery.
Now, there's something, the whole title, what's the whole title of the exhibit? There's something in there about naked.
Nude vases, cubist vases. Yeah,
I'm thinking that's going to get some attention. People going, oh, we're going to the museum, we're going to see somebody that's naked. Well, and we're going to talk to Tova a little later, and we'll get some more details on that. Is that kind of work a new experience for you to put up exhibits?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's very different from the work I did in the Old Town, because that was most about acting and communicating with the guests. So, this is a brand new experience for me.
Okay. And will that kind of complete your work here? I don't know, how much longer will you be here?
Oh, I will be here until August. Yeah, so I'm also working on research for an exhibit next year about aquavit. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you have to start early to get those things ready.
Yeah, exactly. And, I really enjoy that, too.
I think sometimes when we come to the museum, as a viewer, we have no idea all of the work that has to go on to get those exhibits ready.
Yeah, I'm surprised how long out in the future people are planning here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and all of the transportation, and I mean, aren't there some, you have to be really careful when you start moving those kinds of things around.
Yeah, exactly. My nerve's been outside because I'm not used to handling that expensive artwork.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the important things here, is that you get these new experiences. Now, will you be doing some traveling as an intern as you go to some other parts of the country, just as a part of your experience?
Yeah, together with Helle, the other Danish intern, I'm going to Seattle in June to meet the scan design people who are paying for us to come here. And later we'll go to a conference in Portland to represent the museum.
So what's next for you? Real quickly, you know, you've had this experience. What do you hope to do next?
When I come home to Denmark, I'm going to write my thesis, and I will use this internship as the basis for my thesis. And I've also been working together with the windmill to do something here for Elkhorn, so could help them in the future. So I hope I can come back here later to see how it's like.
Very good. Well, we want to thank you very much, Sophia Nielsen, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. You have succeeded when all you really want is all you really need